The Art of Bravery is the book. Molly McMillan is the author and photographer. Images and Stories of Quiet Bravery. And Robbie Yopes, author and speaker, who joins me weekly for the good news, asked if we could bring Molly in to talk about this book, what Robbie's featured in the book. So tell me about your friend and about the book, Robbie, and why you thought she would be a good guest for the good news.
Well, Molly, first of all, is a professional photographer, and you're very good. She's very good.
Thank you.
And she has a great eye. And when she asked me to be in this book, I was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not that brave. But she wanted me to do it in conjunction with my weight loss. So she took pictures of me in the gym. And as an overweight woman in the gym, you got to be brave.
That's true.
Absolutely.
It's true, you're down around 100 pounds or thereabouts. And so when you first started going in there, you probably hadn't been in a gym in a long time.
No. In fact, I was scared to death walking in because, you know, it's all these little skinny 20-year-olds. And, mm-hmm. and that's not true. That's a stereotype. But, and then me. So I was frightened to death, but I kept going. And the way Molly captures all these stories of bravery in the book, people going through illness, people going through some life tragedies. And there's a guy in here, a Ugandan, who is just trying to make his way in the world. I mean, the stories are great. And then the pictures just add something to the story of you can see the bravery in their faces. One of my favorites is this little kindergartner girl. And it's just on, it's about her going to kindergarten. And, you know, you don't think about that. But sometimes
it's kind of scary.
Exactly.
Yeah. Big day.
I mean, it's your big, big day. And
I'll never forget when my son went to kindergarten. He's in third grade now, but I mean, all the kids were lined up and they were going into the school and he yelled across to, you know, all the parents are staring and some of the kids are crying. I mean, really having a hard time separating. And then he yells, "Mama, what? Just one more kiss." And then he ran across
wow.
the field. It was like slow motion. And all the moms went,
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's not the kid who needs the bravery, but the mom going home bawling, you know, because her eyes are, you know, crying their eyes out.
I was so relieved to send them off, but I know a lot of mothers are sad.
Oh, that's it. Well, even if you're glad.
I couldn't wait for that little door to lock when their little backpack to go inside with their peanut butter and jelly fingers.
Oh, I know.
All right, so let's talk about this, Molly. So you said that right at the beginning, you said everybody asked you, why did you write the book, The Art of Bravery?
Yes.
And so you wanted to get that right out of the way at the beginning of the book. So let's talk about that. Beautiful black and white photographs throughout all of the bravery stories.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So talk about why you wrote it.
Well, I was by myself in the car driving up to the mountains, and I had my radio on, and the song Brave by Sarah Bareilles was on. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love that song. I love what it says. I just, you know, I love it. And, you know, in my mind, Sarah and I are like best buddies. So we are singing as loud as we can in the car. Since my kids aren't in there and I didn't have to listen to hip hop or something
exactly.
awful. So I got to listen to what I wanted to. And I just got to thinking about what I knew. I'd heard her story about why she wrote the song, but I wondered what bravery, you know, because she says in there, I want to see you be brave. Well, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes the first thing you think about are the people who sign up for the military or firefighters or police people. I mean, it takes a bravery just to go on your shift every day.
Sure.
Because your life could end. I mean, it's a serious job, but most people don't do that.
Right.
You know, the majority of us have a normal job. We have normal families, normal lives. We go to Walmart. We do our thing. We, you know, but what does it look like? I mean, you always hear that everybody has a story, but what happens when, and one of the things I say in there is, sometimes we choose bravery, but sometimes it chooses us.
Absolutely.
And what does it look like when bravery chooses you? And what do you do with it? Because you can't quit. You can't give up. I mean, the goal is to continue to live your life and be a blessing and you know, love the people who are around you and let them love on you. And sometimes a bad diagnosis will come along, a child will get sick, you'll lose someone you love. And then there's times like Robbie, you know, she stepped out on faith and bravery.
Oh, stop it, really?
Oh, yes,
yeah, really,
like
me?
You, yes. I mean, to purposefully make a change, to decide you're going to be brave, to say, okay, I'm done with this the way it is, I'm going to do this, and it's going to take a bravery like I've never known. I have no idea what's going to happen.
You know what I love about the book, Angie and Molly, is that there's such a diversity of stories. Mm. Tell them, because this is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Tell about the Hillman family.
Okay, so the Hillman family, they live in Lamar, Colorado now, and they have an alpaca farm, and they live on acreage, and they're just having a good old time in a tiny, tiny town. But their story started in Denver, and I don't know if... And I can't remember the names, but I don't know if it's appropriate to say anyway. But there was a couple who had children, and they were being neglectful of the children and their home and their care. And people were reporting that these poor babies were just in their diapers on the streets of Denver, unsupervised. They couldn't speak, nonverbal, there's feces in the house from animals. This is a very, very terrible condition that they were living in. And so the state took the three children from their home, and then I guess ignored them for a while. Then they had a couple more, took those children away too, and then they finally spending some jail time. But the best part of this story is that all of those children have found wonderful homes. And the Hillman family adopted from that first three, not the oldest sister, but the youngest brother and sister into their home. And they were 2 and 4 when they came into their lives.
Wow.
And they're doing amazingly well. One of the things that the mom, Megan, says is at one point their son, they have a child from birth, Sam looked at mom and said, sighed real big, and she said, yeah, buddy, they're staying. Because it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. And so they're an amazing family now, and they've just done so much for these kids.
And didn't you say that now they have more?
No, they have just these three, okay. But the two more that this family had are now out in foster care or adoptive situations. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, this family's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and they took obvious... it was going to be a rough road.
You know, bravery sometimes means choosing discomfort. Because can you imagine children coming into your home that are not yours that you now are going to raise. Mm-hmm. And some people have a real heart for that.
Yeah.
I wish I did, but I don't.
I know. And that's the beauty of this. They did. And, you know, they were looking to adopt. They were going to foster to adopt. They were also going to adopt a child from China. But this is, you know, she said she saw those two kids. They were in their a previous foster situation, a temporary one. They went to visit and they saw those kids. And Megan just broke out into tears and said, those are our kids.
Well, and she admits, you know, she's honest. It said that they were exhausted, and it took several months for the two kids that they brought into their home who'd been so severely neglected to even trust them, mm-hmm. and that one of the kids didn't sleep, so they couldn't sleep, and that their marriage was put to test.
I imagine, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And the son that they already had to mm-hmm. accept that here are two kids coming in from the outside of our family that we're going to accept into our family.
They're going to take my parents' attention.
Yes, and they're difficult mm-hmm. to start.
They're absolutely difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other stories that you love?
You know, I do.
I love them all, but just pick a couple out. No, you can't pick favorites.
I'll try to be very diverse here. There is a man, I don't call him a young man, he's younger than me, so I guess he's a young man, who has a story that a lot of people can identify with right now. He is a recovering prescription drug addict.
Which is a lot more common than people
absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely.
They have surgery, they're all of a sudden on pain medication, mm-hmm. and then they're trying to get more pain medication.
Yep. And he had a series of surgeries which caused him to physically get addicted to these.
And you know, sometimes it's through no fault of your own. He's not going out on the street looking for them.
I know.
You know, if you have a surgery and like you have an addicted personality, mm-hmm. that is a tough situation, because you didn't go out looking to get in trouble.
No.
You just started taking these for a surgery and all of a sudden mm-hmm. started craving them.
Right. And he gets so addicted that his life just becomes, you know, a mess. He's already divorced at this point, but does have custody of his daughter part-time, and it was compromising his time with his daughter. So he finally reached out and got help. He's probably almost 2 years sober now. And he did just have to have his gallbladder out. He had to have another surgery recently.
Oh,
so
scary.
I was asking him, how are you handling that? And he lives in a small town in Oklahoma, and his parents are nearby. And he said, I have the prescription, but my dad has it. And when I need a medication, he'll bring it to me one at a time. So he's learning how to balance that. But his story is amazing. I love little Cassidy here. She's born.
She's beautiful.
Isn't she gorgeous?
Look at this. Isn't she great? Oh,
I'm going to talk her into doing some modeling.
She's absolutely pretty.
She's been in front of my camera 3 different times other than this book. And every single time, I mean, the girl can look at me cross-eyed and it's a gorgeous picture. She's amazing.
Cassidy has spina bifida.
She did, yes.
Which is, you know, an interesting story because I really want to highlight Cassidy and her bravery because one of my girlfriends also has a daughter with spina bifida, and she's doing so well. Mm. But when she was pregnant, the doctor, the obstetrician, actually said, "When would you like to schedule to terminate the pregnancy?"
Oh,
and she said, "I'm not going to terminate the pregnancy." And she was young. Yeah. She was in her early 20s, my girlfriend. She said she didn't know anything about it. And when the doctor told her that, she was terrified because she had no idea, you know, how horrible the situation must be if the doctor is suggesting that.
Wow.
Come to find out, her daughter's in, you know, normal school. She's excelling academically. She wears braces and she can run. Like, she's doing so well. She runs in her braces. And here they had offered this option. So
that's
horrible. I just want to say, just a wake-up call to everyone out there, just because a doctor offers that as an option, please get more information. Find out exactly what you're up against. Search, you know, your soul. Pray about it. Don't just say, oh, well, the doctor said this option is what I should do, so I should do that.
Absolutely.
Please. I mean, look at Tim Tebow's mom. Wasn't it an option for her to also terminate his pregnancy?
Exactly.
And Tim Tebow was just fine, thank you very much, and so is his mom. So.
He's more than fine.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. Digress.
Tell us Cassidy's story.
I met her when she was 5 years old, and my youngest daughter and her are the same age, and they're friends, and they were in kindergarten together. And Sarah connected with her and had a little friendship, and we even have a picture, her mother and I do, and we can't decide who took the picture. She thinks she took it. I think I took it. I'm not really sure. But of them holding hands, walking into kindergarten together. And so, I mean, she's just a doll and just a sweet, sweet spirit. And, you know, like she says in her story, you know, she wouldn't live her life any differently. It's the way she was born.
Yeah, she uses braces and a wheelchair.
She uses braces and a wheelchair just because long distances are hard for her hips. But she gets around just fine. And she's just a great kid.
And she has a group of teenage friends who also have spina bifida.
Yes, wow. I had the privilege of photographing. They had a kind of a retreat. Was this summer? Uh-huh. And they brought in adults with spina bifida or other physical needs, and they had all of these people come in and volunteer. They had a massage therapist. They had a makeup artist. And when they were done with their pampering, they got all, you know, pretty, the gals anyway. And I took their pictures and I made sure to make them beauty shots, you know, just, you know, gorgeous, gorgeous beauty shots.
That's so cool that you did that.
Yeah.
Molly.
And that was fun to meet them all. It was just, you know, and then trying to get them all together for a group shot. We were laughing so hard. all the wheelchairs smashing together and all the, you know, and they were having, I mean, they just, you know, everything in stride.
How did you find all of these stories of bravery to photograph?
Well, I started with Cole. He's a young teenager and who's having to deal with bullying. And once I talked to his mom and talked to him and kind of told him this was kind of my idea, what they think, they thought, you know what? Yeah, go for it. So then I decided I didn't want the book to be all about one thing. So I made a list of everything I could think that was brave.
Yeah.
And I just went looking for people who fit those attributes.
Wow.
And so I cold called people. I had a couple say, yeah, not so much, just because they didn't want the attention on them, but not because they didn't think it was a good idea.
Sure.
So then I go, okay, well, moving on. And I pretty much filled my wish list.
When you asked me, I was really surprised because I was thinking, I'm not that brave.
I actually think it is brave when you want to lose 100 pounds to walk into a gym and be different than everyone else.
You know what, though? This book and looking at the pictures and everything has really healed a part of me.
Really?
That what we were talking about the other day about fat shaming and how sometimes we shame ourselves because of that.
Yes,
yes. Molly took these beautiful pictures of me in a gym in workout clothes, not looking my best at all.
And at your sweatiest.
At my sweatiest. And I looked at these and I thought, man, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so her pictures of me healed this part of me that says, you know what? I'm worthy, mm-hmm. except.
Yeah.
Now there's no except.
Yeah. No. Well, and I think every single person that I asked had the same reaction. And they'd be like, really? Me? Why? And I would explain. And they were just like, well, okay. And, and after they embraced it, it was great.
Well, and I worked out with Robbie. We went on a trip together.
Oh, that's right.
We were on the treadmill together, and you were very dedicated, even though we were on vacation in the midst of, your weight loss journey.
Did. Yes.
And it's been inspirational to a lot of us. And whenever I'm, trying to lose weight, a different amount maybe, but, it's frustrating. And I remember you saying how much it is a journey, and that you just keep going. And I saw a drawing the other day of it, and rather than from this weight to that weight, it's not a straight line. It was all squiggly and kept circling around.
Oh, my goodness.
Around.
And it will the rest of my life.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Again, the book, Art of Bravery, Molly McMillan, Images and Stories of Quiet Bravery. Molly, best website to reach you?
These are on Amazon and mollymcmillan.com.
Excellent. Thank you both very much. Very good news.
Thank you.